We're back, guys. Welcome to Sunday, if you're listening to this on Sunday. Otherwise, welcome to whatever day you're listening to.
Just quickly punch through all the days, Nath, just to get them.
Monday, you know. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sunday.
Do you guys say, well, Sunday is how I started.
No, you're so right.
Just some feedback on listening.
It just shows, but it's my favourite thing about us. You know what I mean? Grace is like, and Sunday. And they say, mate, I've already said it. Can you pay attention?
Do you guys say Saturday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Honestly, there was money on you saying Saturday.
I use the Queen's English Saturday. Hey, just quickly, two things. I want to get to a mistake I made earlier on the socials that you guys didn't see because I uploaded it and deleted it very swiftly. And I'll get to that. But just before we started recording this, we had not complaints, but suggestions that we should be doing these little extra bits for the Saturday and Sunday podcast because we do them for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm. So here we are. But just before we started recording this, three of us chatting and I made a suggestion that Nath needs a producer sort of keep him across things. And what I meant there was we didn't get really explain it because Nath's like, all right, mic's where I'm going. What I meant was, Nath, I don't know if you feel this way, but Grace does a great job with producing the show, but I think we're a little spoiled because I don't know about you, but I feel like I'd really love a life producer. You know what I mean?
Grace is that too. She's that
and
too.
But yeah, okay, that's a point. She does cross over into organising our lives.
Yes, unfortunately.
But my problem is I start to assume that Meg does that too. And she doesn't.
You can't just rely on the women in your life to keep your shit together.
Why? The women are the most organised people. They know my shit. I don't know my own shit.
That's not good.
I'm going to tell a story, it's Jimmy, by the way. I do not come across good in this story. I've completely lost touch, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Okay.
So I'm staying in a lovely hotel. I'm in Hobart at the moment. Producer Grace and Nathan in Sydney, and I'm staying in this hotel. It's a really nice hotel. It's got valet parking, and so
it must be nice.
Because you know those places that when they're parking your car.
Yeah,
you know
the best is when they go, oh, you can park it. There's a parking lot down the road, just a public one, and we'll just pop it on your bill. No, just get your own parking lot.
So this place as well, they put all the, you know, those nice places, put the nice cars out the front. Mm. But, you know, my car, well, it's my partner's car, shout out to Ash, and it is a little dinged up at the moment. They've shunned it. It's been put away somewhere. So they said to me, when I parked there yesterday, they go, hey, if you need your car, just give us about 10, 15 minutes. Like, give us a call so we can...
We can go get it. We have to make a bit of a hike to get it.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm going to need to call them with enough, you know, notice this morning to get the car. Anyway, and then I'm laying in bed and I know they do coffee as well. And so this is the thing. I woke up this morning and I'm so kind of, you guys are the same, especially on weekends. I feel a little bit out of it. So I've woken up. I'm kind of out of it. But I knew in my head, I'm like, Jim, you got to call them to get the car because you're going to have to drive into work. So I'm like, yeah. And then I'm laying there in bed half asleep and I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I kid you not, I started typing a message to Grace to be like, can you call my hotel to tell them to get the car? It gets better. I'm typing this half asleep. And then I'm like, and also let them know I'd love a coffee.
Strong latte. Yeah, I know it.
Hey, no. And then I feel better, which is good.
So then I haven't it sent you because I've got it up. I've started stretching. I've turned the shower on. And then I've started, you know, to wake up. And I've looked at this message and gone, you flog. You are an absolute dickhead. I was like, so I've deleted it.
Do you know,
Grace, you can.
My
I didn't
response
send it to
that
you.
Would have been absolutely not. Just so you know, just for future.
I know, but I've been spoiled by you. And sometimes, like, you know, you'll do stuff for Nathan. You'll put our doctor's appointments and things into the calendar, right?
I've booked you a skin cancer check,
yeah,
Nate.
Yeah, and you cancelled it.
Sorry, Jimmy, I've booked a restaurant reservation for you before.
Grace, can you just quickly check your messages?
Check your messages, please.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm not getting coffee for you right now, Nathan.
But we need one, mate. So if you...
just quickly duck down.
Okay. Just get some comments. The other thing I wanted to mention too, if I can, is I uploaded a video, and I'd love people to go check it out, at Jimmy Nath, at the Jimmy Nath Show. It's a video this morning during the show. You're going to hear it on the podcast of Nath takes his shirt off during the show. And so I called the video Shirtless Nath.
Sure.
But what I didn't realise was when I first uploaded this and you guys were doing the show, I uploaded Shitless Nath.
That's certainly incorrect.
And it was up for like 5 minutes, and the few people commented the poo emoji. And so I'm looking at this. You guys are live on air, and I'm looking down at the phone. I'm going, why are people commenting the poo emoji?
Nace rig's not that bad.
The Jimmy and Nace Show podcast.
Oh, that's it, Australia. Sunday coming right at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of the week, Jim. Of course, welcome to the show.
Yeah. This is awkward. It's really awkward.
What's happened?
Well, we're all wearing black, and I'm not changing, so someone has to change.
I'm also not changing. I could take my jacket off, but it's also black underneath. Oh, Nathan.
What? He asked a question, so I delivered.
Nathan is now shirtless in the studio.
What? You've got to deliver what your talent wants. You know what I mean? He's my best mate. If he wants me to do something, you want pants off? What colour are your pants?
Mine are black. What are yours?
Mine are black.
Oh, someone's taking their pants off. I nominate Grace. Let's all put a name down.
Nathan's already got his pants off.
All right.
Pants someone, off Sunday.
Someone needs to take something. What colour shoes have you got, Grace?
White.
Take them off.
Wait, what colour shoes have you got?
Black, but I just want you to...
Grace is fully clothed.
Yes. I know. What happened? Yeah, you were a bit stressed with your outfit this morning.
Well, yeah, because I had an outfit on yesterday.
How are you
and then
feeling
I went
looking
and...
at a shirtless man, by the way? Is it...
I mean, it's certainly woken me up.
Do you look at Nath right now and go, this is why I date women?
No, you look lovely, Nath. I'm just not...
Oh, so you...
No,
a little...
no.
Oh, geez,
no.
Now I feel like I might put a shirt on.
Yeah.
She's, I'm not an object.
She's ogling you.
Grace.
Oh, yeah, that's the issue, is it?
I know you haven't had breakfast, but it's certainly not me. This is not a buffet, okay?
Well, mate, you... like it. Put your shirt on.
If you were a meal, mate, you'd be a buffet. You're absolutely huge.
Absolutely.
You'd be a massive big buffet, roast. I tell you. Big
You know, meaty.
Something about you this morning. What's going on?
Grace wants a roast.
No, be careful. She'll be at this buffet breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's one of those ones that just changes if you stay there long enough. She'll take a napkin and fold up some muffins and go home afterwards.
She needs a bit of a napkin. There's some sort of dribble going on right now. So,
oh, guys, good to be back, hey?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live across the country. You got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Welcome. Welcome one and all.
That's great. That's some lovely welcoming there.
Thanks, mate.
Nath, producer Grace, researchers have revealed that negative parenting behaviours, such as nagging or yelling or getting angry, was more likely to increase when using technology. It's not bad news, however, or not all bad news. Researchers noting that not all parents... using social media was harmful. The study found that social media and technology could lower anxiety and depression in parents by maintaining friendships.
Oh, that's important.
Because as we get older and, you know, we have kids and stuff, it's harder to hang out with our friends.
When you're busy, you know
when
what I mean?
When you're busy. Mm. But, yeah, apparently there's a lot of frustration. Now, I'd love to get you guys' thoughts on it and your parents because I think it's very common. I think when you know... As we get older, we don't really know how to use technology, so our parents can get frustrated.
It's stressful.
Yeah. That's why it's stressful.
I don't think it's the technology.
No. I think it's that they don't know how to use it.
Yeah, that's why it's stressful, because they keep coming up to you and they're like, my mum still does this. If I have a tag or she's got Instagram. If I have a tag or in something, instead of just pressing the little share button, she will screenshot it and then post that.
Repost it,
but she doesn't understand how the stories work. She just posts it as a thing. And then
for ages, my parents, if they wanted to show me something on their phone, they would use the other phone. Like, so if there was something on dad's phone they want to show, mum would take a photo of it on her phone and send it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just press the buttons to screenshot. would be taking photos of the phone.
Mum's now got this obsession with double tapping everything. Like, if I just show a photo out of my camera roll, she's trying to double tap like it.
Oh, zoom in?
Yeah.
Or like it?
I don't know if she's trying to, because she's realised that double tapping also zooms in, but also likes. So I think she just tries both of those options.
Well, also, I want to bring something up because, I mean, at the moment, none of us have kids, not at least that we know of.
Mm.
But producer Grace, I think, you know, when that does occur between the three of us, I think, without naming names, let's call him, I don't know, Narf,
yes.
Potentially, will not know how to use technology and will be
absolutely.
Very angry.
Absolutely. Nath already doesn't know how to use technology.
I'm already there. You guys are my kids. I'm still ringing you going, I've posted something. I don't know how to take it down. I don't know who these people liking it are.
One of my favourite things is Nath, really, you're really bad, buddy, at texting.
Shocking texting. That's the fat
slow
fingers.
And I know that when you hate texting, and I know that when you're potentially doing other things or you've got stuff in your hands, something that could be a text, you call me.
All the time. Constantly.
So yesterday, Grace, I just got to golf. I was a little bit late because I had a doctor's appointment first. And I'm like, I've got the phone on loudspeaker. I'm grabbing my clubs. I answer. I go, Nath. And he goes, I won't say because it was a brilliant idea. It was.
Oh,
it
is this really... what you called me about this too?
Because I called Grace straight up.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. They are exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God.
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate's Up Early Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. It's Mick's Mugs. How this works is every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey Jim, he's made the team mugs. He designs them himself on paint. He sends them off to his mug guy. And get this, guys, he only makes a limited amount, which makes them very rare and very exclusive. There are only three left. Three left that are up for grabs in Australia. If you want to be one of the final three to get yourself an exclusive limited edition Jimmy and Nath Mick mug, 131060. You must call right now, and Jim, they must prove why they deserve one.
Yeah, I'd argue, Nath, that you probably have to do more now.
Yeah,
because as you mentioned, there's only three left.
It's harder to get.
Yeah, it is. So if you are listening, Australia, and potentially haven't gotten through, because we only take one call, we only chat to one person each and every week. But if you've tried to call before and you haven't got through, don't be discouraged. I want you still to call through, guys. It's Jimmy. Hey, but you're just going to have to put a little bit more in.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be creative. Add a little mayo.
Yeah.
Because we've had some very creative people, but that's the challenge. That's a challenge for you today, Australia.
And that's the other thing. You've got to butter us up too. You know what I mean? I don't care. Like, look, this is a show where we'll trust whatever you say.
Yeah, you've got to butter us up like corn.
Yeah.
It's got the juice.
Yes. It's corn!
It's got the juice!
It's got the juice!
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly.
Think of Nath and I as two big corn knobs and
cobs.
Australia.
Cobs, I think we
cobs.
Are.
Yeah. Cobs,
not and, corn knobs.
And Australia, you are the butter.
You are the butter. Mm. And if you want one of these limited edition Jimmy and Nath Mick mugs, there are only three left. You must prove why you deserve one in whatever creative way that you can think of in the next 3 minutes. Because that is your time to call. 131060. Three left. If you want to be one of the last three to get yourself a Jimmy and Nath Mick mug, 131060. You call now, you get it next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Yeah, Jim, I know. You know what Australia knows, that they're the hottest, most sought-after things on Australian radio at the moment. They are Jimmy and Nath Mick mugs made by my dad. There are only three left. The stakes are high. I mean, you made a good point before. It's like, because they're even rarer. What are you going to say?
Are
you going to make a steak high joke like the T-bones are in the air? Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say those cows have been smoking the grass because those steaks are high. I'm getting ready for dad jokes, mate. It's a bit later in the show.
You're getting in early. People can win themselves an Alexa.
Do we still have... I don't know if we have... Do we have Alexa still? Do we? Yeah.
Well, yeah. We've got... Mate, they're the sponsor. Of course we do.
I don't think you're in that meeting.
Why, are they not here? Anyway, who cares? We're doing mixed mugs. Why are we talking about something else? All right, the way this works is people need to show that they deserve a limited edition Jimmy and Nath Mick mug. There are only three left. Let's go to Rob from Cranbourne. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the show. We got you.
Yeah. Good morning, Jimmy and Nath. I've been channeling my energies all this week for this very moment, listening to the podcast over and over. Just want to get my hands on one of these ceramic artifacts.
Love this.
This is good.
So, Rob, when you say you listen to the podcast, just got to test you here. What was your favourite thing that was on the podcast from this week?
They've got to be the dad jokes. Fantastic work.
Yeah,
you just crept in. It was last Sunday, but technically
it was within the week. Yeah.
Okay, this is Okay, Rob, let's talk to you about the mugs that you currently own. Do you have any mugs that you use?
Well, I do. They don't fill me with excitement, though, like this one possibly could.
Yeah, okay, this is good. Mm. Would you be willing to never use any of those mugs ever again, Rob?
100%.
Right, okay. How often are you drinking out of these mugs? Are you using them for other purposes, Robbie?
Well, I normally drink them out of them, but I would use this one as an ornament as well as for drinking out of. So it would become a display item. I think I'd have a cabinet for it.
That's cool. Yeah. Its own cabinet.
Can you make cabinets?
I can buy cabinets.
No, that's good. No, it's good cabinet money.
That's even better.
Must be nice.
I've always
said, Nath, why build something when you can buy it?
Well, it's so true, but here's the thing. All the cabinet money in the world cannot buy a limited edition Micmac. No. You have to earn it. I mean,
correct.
Rob, this is your opportunity now. What can you do that other people can't that makes you deserve a Micmac? There are only three left, and then they're done. Never again, until we get a new job and Dad makes more. But why should you get a Micmac, Rob?
Well, I thought I might do a Geordie accent just to sort of throw that in the mix a little bit, just to see whether that helps. I don't know why I thought about that, but I thought I'd give it a shot. So that's just from a random sort of thing. But, you know, like Ross Noble. But anywho, that's my bit.
Rob, you didn't know, but one of the main secrets of the show is Geordie accents absolutely get us every time. You got yourself a mug!
I was going to say, look, it definitely hasn't helped your chances, but it hasn't hurt them either, so.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Sunday morning, live around Australia, you got the Jimmy and Nath Show, the home of Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace, Gossip Grace, Gossip, Gossip Grace, Gossip Grace.
Anne Hathaway has been cast in an upcoming film adaptation of a Harry Styles fan fiction.
Okay, there's a bid on here.
Bid in this.
Okay.
Bid on.
So the movie is based on 2017 book called The Idea of You by Robin Lee. Hathaway will star as 39-year-old woman Sophie, who takes her daughter to Coachella when her ex-husband cancels at the last minute and she unexpectedly falls for 20-something boy band member Hayes Campbell.
Right.
Mm.
Okay, got you. Mm.
So then, you know.
Do you, Nath? Because I don't. I'm lost.
Okay. Take me through it. What are you confused about, Jimmy? I'll walk you through it.
Said this is fanfic. Yeah, the start. Thanks, mate. Fan fiction about Harry Styles.
Yes. So it's,
and who's Hayes Campbell?
The character based on Harry Styles.
Oh.
So is this like a book?
Yes. So
and everyone knows it's about Harry Styles.
Well, it was released in 2017, and then all these like hardcore directioners were like, yeah, this is about Harry Styles, blah, 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 blah.
So it's not confirmed that it's about Harry Styles?
Well, no, the author has confirmed that a book was partly inspired by Harry, but she has said that the story is more about a woman approaching 40 and reclaiming her sexuality and discovering herself after a failed marriage.
So is Olivia Wilde, is that supposed to be Olivia Wilde?
No, this is pre-Olivia Wilde.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Mm.
Yes, but Harry's had a couple of older girlfriends.
Oh, has he?
I don't know if you, I know we don't usually do requests in gossip, but Grace, are you across this Olivia Wilde thing on which she's directing?
Oh, Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, and Harry Styles is in that. And what's the girl's name?
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh is now saying that she won't do any press for the movie.
Yes. So there has been like gurgling rumours over the last couple of months.
Gurgling's a great word, by the way.
Gurgling.
Word I landed on.
So Peter.
I was like, it's bubbling under the surface.
that but you didn't say bubbling.
No, I didn't. Oh, the rumours are here.
You tell the story while I do that,
no,
okay?
Don't do it's that. Like, it'll it's be like very distracting.
Instead of music. No, that's what we're doing. It's live radio.
Right. So there have been rumours.
Nath, don't do it so close to the mic because I need to hear Grace. Yeah, thank you. Grace, continue.
There have been rumours that Florence isn't super happy about the movie because she's not doing any press on her personal Instagram and whatnot. She's also criticised that the movie's really making a spectacle of the kind of sex scenes between her and Harry Styles, and she's like, that's not what this movie's supposed to be about. Nath is choking.
Oh.
And now whose her management has come out and said that she's not going to do any more press except for stuff about this Venice Film Festival.
It's just what seems to be a lot of drama surrounding.
A lot of drama, yes, yes, yes. And Olivia Wilde's kind of jumping in the hole, like, she's like, well, we had to get rid of Shia LaBeouf, and, like, there's lots of drama
not
surrounding.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, there's heaps of drama surrounding
of Holes fame?
Mm.
Oh. Well, apparently Shia didn't make Florence Pugh feel comfortable on set, but then Olivia was like, no, I still want him. Just a little dry. And then, I mean, we haven't even got Harry Styles copping a lot of heat lately.
I know. I'm a bit disappointed in him at the moment. I don't even know if we have time to go into this.
Oh, is there more? Hang on.
No.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Sunday morning around the country in Jim Time Out magazine. Get this. They have revealed a list of the top 33 coolest streets in the world. Why 33? Who knows? Maybe it's like a cool number that they're doing.
33?
Yeah, 33. I don't know why they've just gone with 33.
I think
it seems
it's because,
weird.
Do you actually want an answer for this?
I would love an answer if you've
I
got one.
I think it because it makes, when you're like Googling things, they stand out more if they're just random numbers rather than 50 or 20 or...
I actually had no idea. Thank you for that.
That's right.
It is based on a survey that asked more than 20,000 city dwellers to neck nominate their city's coolest streets, factoring in food, drink, fun, art, culture, nightlife, and community vibes. So essentially, they are all the things that were taken into account when they ranked the best and the coolest streets in the world. And get this, Australia has two streets in the top 33 in the world. This is huge. Who would have thought that you'd get this news for your Sunday morning?
Two in the top. I believe I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Don't like it.
What don't you like, big fella?
Well, I just feel like... We in Australia have some of the coolest streets. So the fact that we only have two in 33.
You reckon we should have more?
I would argue we should have more. But yeah. I also don't know what constitutes a cool street.
Well, I mean, it's food, drink, fun, art, culture, nightlife and community vibes.
But I'm saying like what different people find food and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
it's subjective, really.
It's subjective, yes.
We got number 24 on the 33. That was Enmore Road in Sydney. Enmore Road. And get this, guys, we got number two, the second coolest street in Melbourne, Gertrude Street. Gertrude Street, which this is what they've described Gertrude Street as.
You wouldn't think it was a cool street with that name, but anyway, we'll push on.
Maybe that's why. It's fun. Gertrude, but it's fun. Set in Fitzroy, it's described as beautiful and unassuming, noting there it has a wealth of independent retail, drinking and dining joints.
What was number one?
And number one was Rue Wellington in Montreal, Canada.
Now, have anyone been in the team?
Nope. I'll be honest, all the streets in the top 10, aside from Gertrude Street in Melbourne, I've never even heard of you. We've got Glasgow, Taipei, Copenhagen, Auckland, Hong Kong, Bangkok, Berlin, San Fran. So, I mean, when you consider, like, it's good. Number two in the world... It's pretty good.
Yeah, look, I'll take it. I do think we should have more in the top 33, but we'll just push on.
No, but I totally agree, Jim, which is why I want to ask now, 131060, do you have a cool street? Because I agree with you. I believe there are many cool streets that have been overlooked here in Australia. You know, the fact that we've only got two in there is not fair. So Australia, jump on the phones right now. Do you have a cool street? What's on your street? You know what I mean? It could be anything. And maybe you got like a cool restaurant, cool bar. Maybe there's someone famous who lives on your street. Growing up, my gran used to tell me that there was all these famous... I think I've told you this before, Jim. My gran used to tell me that all these famous people lived on our street.
Did they?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
No. Like, she would say something like... Wasn't it like when Shannon Noel was on Australian Idol?
Ian Thorpe, Shannon Noel, Andrew Eddinghouse and Michael Clarke. Apparently, all of them lived on my street. Never saw any of them.
Oh, what a fancy street.
And Jim's right. It was when they were in the news. So the most famous person in the news at the time happened to live on our street. Gran's like, you're not going to believe who I ran into at the RGA.
I found out Shannon Noel lives diagonally across from us. I don't think that's true.
Jim, I showed you the street... the house that allegedly Shannon Noel lived in. The reason why Gran thought he lived there is because there was a big black shiny car in the driveway. Not even kidding.
Oh, you're joking. Gran.
And someone was playing cricket across the street and she's like, Michael Clarke lives here. Maybe she just needs her eyesight checked. I'm not sure.
Well, the best was that I would take that to school and because I would just believe everything Gran said and I would show off and say, I've got the coolest street. You're not going to believe all these people that live on my street. Imagine the street party we could have. You want to go swim in Thorpey's pool, you know? have a sing with Shannon.
Ian Thorpe doesn't live near you, mate.
No, he doesn't. We soon found out that none of that is true. So 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Do you have a cool street? It can be for absolutely any reason. Maybe you got a favourite bar, restaurant. It's just a cool-looking street. Whatever it is, 131060. We want to shine a light on the beautiful streets around Australia.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
But we just asked the question, 13 10 60. Do you have a cool street? What's on your street, guys? Jump on the phones, 13 10 60. This is after Time Out Magazine has revealed the list of the top 33 cool streets in the world. Australia, we got two in there. Gertrude Street in Melbourne got number two on the list. And Enmore Road in Sydney got number 24. But, Jim, I agree with you. I feel like we've got more cooler streets than that. I believe we deserve more.
I just feel like it's very Australian, you know, especially to head out and, you know, play cricket in the street.
How good was backyard cricket? Just in the street cricket.
Backyard cricket in the street.
Back street cricket. Get the wheelie bins out. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, especially during COVID times. Now a lot of people would, you know, head out to their front lawns to, you know, have a bevy on the front lawn as they chat to their neighbour across the road. Obviously, you know, safe distance.
Yeah.
We're street people.
We do love our streets here.
We love our streets here.
We love our streets, guys. Silas from Geelong. Hello, Silas. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Silas, you got a cool street?
Yes, I do. I have my hairdresser's house right next to me.
Oh, how convenient.
That's good.
Okay, Silas, how often are you wandering over to your hairdresser's house to get a little snip?
Well, my hairdresser is quite unique. He has hoof cars, so you can frequently hear old cars revving, which makes it a little bit hard to go to sleep. Okay. But it does mean that you can book an appointment any time, I guess.
Right, okay. Yeah. So it's a hairdresser with loud cars, Silas.
Yes.
Right, okay. So it's, I mean, sounds like it's convenient, but also a little annoying when the cars are revving.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. It's a little bit unique.
Yeah, it is, you know what I mean? You get a free little snip-snip and you also get a vroom vroom.
I don't know if it's a free snip-snip. Probably still has to pay for it.
I've said it. You know what I mean? I've spoken it into existence. It's getting free air.
Silas is going to go next door and go, hey, why aren't these for free? The radio guy said.
Did you listen to Jimmy and A's show? Because they said I should be getting these for free. If I'm putting up with the cars revving, I deserve some free air.
Alex from Wagga. Have you got a cool street, Alex?
Yeah, I've got Mitchell Street in Darwin.
Mitchell Street
in Darwin.
In Darwin. Okay, tell us about that street, Alex.
It's kind of like the local main street. There's probably about five big pubs or nightclubs on there, but it's really good to just sit at one of the pubs and you can sit on the balcony and just people watch. So you got all your tourists who are all getting pickpocketed and all the locals trying to pick them up, and you got your Indigenous playing their drums and like basking and stuff, and it's just a great place to be.
I love how you just love watching people getting pickpocketed.
It's like 1930s. It's Oliver Twist is there.
Don't get me started on the chimney sweeps that I love watching.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Oh, Australia, a very good morning to you. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate family, Jim. Of course, welcome to Sunday. Anybody that listens to the show at any point, instantly part of the JN family, Jim.
Certainly is, mate. I'm just in the process of uploading a little video. So I'd love people to head to the socials. Give us a follow at Jimmy and Nath. No, we're not doing shout out today. That was yesterday. But there'll be a video up very shortly of Nath with his shirt off, if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, even if it's something you're not interested in, you don't know, you know? Don't just deny before you try.
Producer Grace, come in the studio for this one because I need to chat to you and Nathan.
Mm. Why does everyone call me Nathan today? I feel like I'm just constantly in trouble this morning.
I think because I just edited the video and Grace just the whole time is calling you Nathan. So now it's in my head. Nathan. But Nathan, just you guys haven't seen the video yet.
No.
You were part of it. It's how we kick the show off. We're all wearing black.
We haven't seen it, but you are part of it.
You are part of it. But, you know, you were in the moment. I've edited the video.
Sure.
We're all wearing black. I made a joke. I said, someone has to change. Nathan takes his shirt off. This is the video you're going to see at Jimmy and Nath. Nath, I just want you to be aware that when you're watching the video, that producer Grace is a bit judgy with her eyes, okay? Just a
bit judgy or just giving me a big up and down?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's judgy or if she's just giving me the old one too.
Because I saw the drool coming out of the top of her lip.
There was no drool. There was no drool.
Because you'll see in the video, Grace has to leave the studio to go get a tissue just to...
But again, did not happen.
I tell you what, I thought you were at a degustation meal. You know what I mean? I was like, Grace, you're clearly having breakfast.
Grace pulled up a chair. Yes, cut me off a slice of the big fella.
Let me carve some of that. It's like when you go to one of those kebab houses, you know what I mean? They've got all the meat on the big stick.
They're spinning slowly.
That's me, just spinning around like one of those big kebab things. All right, guys.
Big piece of meat.
To Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can check that out.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. And I don't see your name on my phone. To the moments where I think that I'm better alone. That's when I remember. That's when I remember.
Hey guys, we're on the air. Got a bit carried away. We're on the air, guys. Oh, you know what, Jim? I blame you. It's Jimmy Nath, by the way. I blame you, Jim.
Oh, we're actually on the
air. We're actually on the air.
I thought you were doing a bit.
We're actually on the air. I blame you. I blame you because you know what we were doing? We were watching the video that you just told everybody to watch on our Instagram. And producer Grace and I were sitting here looking at the video. And I'm like, why is the music stopped? Oh, shit, we're on the air.
I thought you were doing a bit like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. We're on here.
Oh, God.
So we're on.
Can I just say, great video, guys, but make sure you focus on whatever. If you're working this morning, focus on your work first because clearly, producer Grace and I, we were not focusing on the show.
It is. I mean, it's exactly what I said. It's a shirtless video of Nath. If you do want to see it, at Jimmy and Nath. It goes for just over a minute. So, I mean, Grace just loved watching. She was just watching
we were both just
then.
Hypnotized by shirtless Nath going, what else is there to care about in the world right now?
I don't even know how long that song had stopped for. I'm on the third viewing of the video.
We've been off air for 5 minutes silence.
Becky Hill, David Guetta has stopped about 4 minutes ago. Sorry, Australia. But I'll tell you what, another testament. We're live. You know what I mean? That's
live.
So
and
that's
also that,
it.
I mean, we're all doing it. It's just the three of us. Yeah. I edited that video.
Yeah.
And producer Grace and Nath, like, we'll watch it. We just love it.
Nobody noticed that all three of us had headphones on. Nobody noticed that the music had stopped.
All right. I was going to do weather here.
Do your bit, mate. Do your bit.
It's not a bit, mate. We're getting serious, mate.
I thought you got a full prepared bit.
Nath, the Bureau of Meteorology, their official outlook for spring is not the news we were hoping for. BOM is predicting a 70% chance of La Nina for this spring, which is a major driving force for wet conditions. Wire, yes, wild and wet. There is more than an 80% chance of above average rainfall predicted for most of the eastern half of the country during the spring months. That does, if you don't know when spring is, it begins very soon, September 1st.
Oh, wow. Is that next week?
Yeah.
Next Thursday or something, isn't it?
3 days away.
Wow, spring around the corner, guys.
I'm just
going to
show you a little map of the country there if you guys want to have a look at it.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming blue is rain.
Blue is wet.
Yeah, wow.
But if you look at the opposite end, our friends over in WA in Perth, dry. That's a prediction. Don't hold me, but it's saying that Perth is going to be dry and less than average, whereas the east coast of Australia, just wet.
So there
you
go.
Prediction, guys.
Get over to WA
allegedly.
For your spring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get over to WA. Nice, go explore Perth. Beautiful city. Love Perth.
Stunning.
Stunning city. And so apparently it's only going to, allegedly, this is all guesstimates really, isn't it? But apparently it's the only dry place in spring, really.
It is hard as though, isn't it, with these predictions because, we say one thing, but we know weather's hard. Guys.
Oh, mate, it is hard. I can't even turn the mics up when the song starts. This is Jimmy and Nate. Sunday morning live around Australia. You got the Jimmy and Nate show. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Thanks for turning on your radios to us this morning.
Yes, absolutely love that. I love when people tune into us, and I love it even more when people tune in and then go, I'm going to tune in again.
Return customers. We love that.
Return customers are great. Mm. But also share it to the people who, gave us a go and just went, that's not for me, because at least you gave us a go.
And you'll never hear that shout out either, will you, those people, because you won't be coming back.
Nah. So I don't know why I did it. Hey, Nath, producer Grace, I found a list of the five words. These are the top five words, apparently, us Australians can't spell.
Oh, okay. This is right up our alley, Jim. You and I are woeful spellers.
Yeah, so this does come from Google. So apparently these are the top five words here in Australia that are Googled for the spelling. So someone will type in the word and then type spelling of that word. I'll go 5-1. We'll work up to the hardest word to spell. Now, at this point, I'd just like to remind Australia that Grace, producer Grace, knows all. She's the smartest woman that's ever existed.
Thank you so much for acknowledging that. That's nice.
So it's true.
I just enjoy spelling is all.
Yeah.
So spelling, we'll grammar, all of that.
Yeah. So I just want you to, we'll go through this list and Grace is like, oh no, I can spell that.
Yeah. You probably,
this isn't,
I guarantee
this isn't you,
can.
Grace. This is everyone.
And also, Grace, you don't need to correct Google. Okay.
No, I'm not correcting Google. I'm just adding
You know
thoughts.
What, though? Nath, here's a little fun thing. We'll go through it. We'll punch through 5-1. And again, we do want to ask on 131060, what word can't you spell, Australia? Is there a word that you always struggle with? So do hit us up on the phones. What we'll do now is we'll go 5-1, and Nath, I'll also get producer Grace to have a crack.
Ooh,
at spelling
right. Oh, no. So if I embarrass myself, I've really talked myself up
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Mm. Love this.
Okay. See, I got you.
This is
good. I lulled you into a false sense of security.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah. I went, Grace, you're great at spelling. And she goes, yes, I am. And I go, right, well, do these.
She's on the hook now. Here we go.
Number 5 on the list, necessary.
NECESSARY.
She's on the board.
God, she's good. This is, you are very, and so confident there straight away.
Nath, you have a bit of trouble with necessary, mate?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, I don't know. How many C's, how many S's? I don't know.
No, well, Grace, now that they're...
Is it even a necessary word? Probably not. Who cares?
Number 4, definitely.
Okay. DEFINITELY.
Oh, God, she's good. Again, another word that I don't even bother spelling.
A lot of people say defiantly, and I'm like, that's a whole different word.
I just write defs. Yeah, defo.
Yeah, if I'm texting someone, I just get defs.
Defs, want to. You know what I mean. D-E-F. You know what I mean, yeah.
Number three, I feel like this is an easy word, but I'll be honest, I always struggle with it because I'm not sure how many C's, how many S's. Successful.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, okay. SUCCESSFUL.
She's done it. Honestly, I didn't know they were double. You are very good.
I'm nervous. No, I feel like I'm on a spelling bee.
You are.
This is my dream.
It's the nation's spelling bee, really.
Reminder, Grace, you can ask me to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
3-3. 5 was necessary if you're just joining us. 4, definitely. 3 was successful. Number 2 on the list, accommodation.
Okay. Can you use it in a sentence? I know it, but I'll just give it to you.
You love to stay in accommodation.
That's so true. Okay. ACCOMM.
Oh.
Wait, hang on. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
no.
No. No.
You can't go back. No. Oh,
no.
Nathan, correct there, we need.
ACCOMMODATION.
She's out.
That was it, but you said A there originally.
But I knew it was wrong the second I said it.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's
too confident.
You've seen the spelling beans, Grace. You know how they work.
Mm.
I did say spelling beans there.
B-E-A-N-S, beans.
Beans. Okay, number 2, accommodation. You can notice that a lot of these words, Nath, it's with the double letters. That's what people are really struggling. It's not necessarily... Oh,
N-E-C? It is a necessary word.
It's not necessarily words that you look at and go, geez, they're hard.
Sure.
It's just remembering these double letters. But this brings us to number 1, the hardest word apparently in Australia.
Grace, I'll be honest. Before he says it, if you get this, that's fine. I'll forget that you got the other one wrong because that's very impressive.
Okay.
And you did realise straight away that realised you had spelt it wrong.
So this is redemption for you.
Okay.
It's redemption. Now, this this word, Nath, you and I notoriously cannot spell this. We love going to these places. We text each other this word constantly.
I know which one it is, and I knew it was going to be number 1.
We could never, ever spell it. We spell it so badly that our iPhones won't even autocorrect. Nath, would you like to tell Australia what the number one word in Australia that no one can spell is?
The number one word, because I knew this was going to be on the air. If not, I was going to bring it up. It's got to be restaurant.
It's restaurant, mate.
How do you spell it? How do you spell restaurant? It's a dumb word. And again, it's one that I shorten. I go, Jim, you and I were going to a resi tonight. Oh,
I believe once you text me, you're like, Jim, there's this new, and you were trying to go restaurant, then you went food place.
I always write restraint. I was like, let's go to a restraint. Or all restaurante. Right.
So here we go, Nath. Right. We'll give Grace accommodation. So this is 5-5.
Okay.
Can she spell the number one word in Australia that no one can spell, restaurant? Grace, give it a crack.
RESTAURANT.
Oh, she's got it. Thank God. She's very good. All right, Australia, you jump on the phones right now, 13 10 60. What word can you never spell? I mean, Jim and I struggle with all those words, but restaurant, I'm glad it was the top of the list. Yeah. Worst word ever. We'll just go to Orezi. All right, 13 10 60. What word can't you spell, Australia? Jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
He's opening the new Allianz Stadium in Sydney tonight. Guy Sebastian. Got the Jimmy Nath Show on.
And you're not going?
No, I'm not going, unfortunately. Didn't get tickets to it, so.
She did. Just went. It's not for me.
No, I've got lunch anyway.
Oh, mate, you don't have to. Just, you know. I have to. Just because you got, let this be a lesson to everyone out there. Just because you got tickets to something doesn't mean you have to go. It's a true life lesson. Hey, we've just asked 13, 10, 60. What word can't you spell?
Mm.
This is after I found a list of the five words Australians can't spell. This is from Google. Apparently, these are the five most Google words that people type in and then they type spelling. A lot of these are with double letters, necessary, successful, accommodation. The number one on the list, though, is a word that Nathan and I, Australia, we can never, ever get it right.
Constantly get it wrong.
And Nathan and I, is it?
Is it with that?
No, go.
Is it, you,
no,
you do it. You
okay,
say
you
it.
Go. No, you
say
go.
It.
You
oh, let's
go.
Say it together. Three, two, one.
Restaurant.
Constantly get it wrong. It's the worst word.
It's the worst word.
You're going to run out of time before we go to the calls again.
No, number one on the list was restaurant. Nathan and I always text each other. I mean, Nath mentioned it before. He's not going to Guy Sebastian because he's going to a long lunch. We love going to restaurants, but we can never text each other and go, hey, have you heard about the restaurant? We can't get that word right. So we thought we'd see what other words out there Australians just can't spell.
All right, let's go to Andrea from Hobart. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Is there a word you can't spell, Andrea?
Yeah, I can't spell receipt or recipe.
So there's a lot. Is there a bit going on in the background there, Andrea? Are you reversing a big truck at the moment? What's going on?
I'm just outside the botanical gardens taking my dog to dog school. You remember me, Big A?
Yeah, oh. Big A. Right.
Yeah, I think we constantly got your name wrong, Andrea. Andrea.
I panicked straight away.
Yeah, it's hard to. Nath looked at me and went, "Oh God, I'm going to get it wrong again."
We're starting with this one. All right, Andrea. So what's the word?
Receipt.
Receipt. Receipt. All right, Jim, should we ever try? Should we ever go at trying
to
spell
it? Oh, no, mate. I can't spell anything.
I'm going to try. I mean, producer Grace, you can tell me if I'm wrong or right. Receipt. R-E-C-E-I-P-T. Producer Grace? Yes, I've done it. Andrea, how often are you writing the word receipt?
Not that often, but it looks stupid when I write it.
It's one you can't. I mean, you said there as well, recipe. I can't get recipe. I can't get receipt.
Yeah,
they're awful words.
they're worst words. We don't
if I can't spell it, I just don't. I'll get rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a dictionary. I'm going to start going through with a black pen and just crossing out the words that I no longer want to use.
Josh from the Goldie. G'day, Josh.
G'day, mate. How are we?
We're good, mate. Is there a word you can never spell?
Not only can I never spell, I can't pronounce the bloody thing. It's Worcestershire sauce.
It's so true. It's another dumb one.
Worcestershire sauce.
The W sauce.
I wouldn't even have a clue how to spell that.
No. I mean, Josh, how often? I mean, I know it's very difficult to say and spell, but how often are you even trying to write that, Josh?
Not very often. It's just when we do the shopping list, and if we need it, it's like, that sauce we can't spell.
Worcestershire.
Should we give the speller of the show, producer Grace, come in, have a crack at it? Worcestershire.
Yeah,
you spelled everything else.
Come in and spell Worcestershire. Why do you need such a confusing name for sauce anyway?
I've just Googled it, and okay, this is how I've spelt it, just so you know. Yeah. It's incorrect. I spelled Worcestier. Sauce.
Okay.
Is that Worcestershire?
Google knew what I meant. It's come up in front of me. I'm not even close. Do you want to have a crack at it, Grace?
I'm going to have a crack. Okay. I'm going to say capital W because it's a name.
Yeah, good.
Capital W O R C E S T E R S H I R E.
Oh, Grace, God.
How do you do it?
Well done.
How do you just know
Josh,
words?
Josh, do you find that impressive that she can just spell that?
I'm very much impressed.
Yeah,
Josh, can you be honest with this?
You can say it.
Well, can you say it, Grace?
Worcestershire sauce.
All right, now you
should.
Esther from Melbourne, to wrap things up, Esther, have you got a word you can never spell?
Absolutely. For the life of me, I can't spell entrepreneur.
Oh, one confuses me too. Entrepreneur. Why do we need these kind of words? Why can't you just be like a bloke who invented something? You know? Why do we need
someone who runs a business?
Yes,
that's good. This is what I was saying earlier, Esther. Like, I just try to get rid of all these words. So yeah, like, I mean, you know, restaurant has become food place. It's just entrepreneur is business starter guy.
Yeah. Inventor. Okay.
Do you want to have a crack at it, Producer Grace? I've got the spelling in front of me.
The entrepreneur. Okay. This one, there's a lot of E's. All right. ENTREPRENEUR.
What I've realised is I've Googled it and Google hasn't recognised my spelling, so I had my spelling in front of me. So I don't know if that's
what do you
right.
reckon, Esther? Do you want to give it to her?
Oh, my goodness. The ending gets me. I don't know if it's entrepreneur.
I'm going to be honest with you, Esther. I'm trying to Google it right now, but I'm spelling it so badly that Google can't figure out what it is.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Hey, hey, hey. The Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We'll do it.
Oh, Dad. Yes, Dad Joke Sundays is back, Australia. We do it each and every Sunday. We just figure it's a good way to end the show on a Sunday. And also for you, potentially, you know, you're winding down, maybe a little hungover, maybe the kids have got you up early this morning. Maybe, you know, you're dreading going back to work, you know, Monday tomorrow. Oh, we've got to get back on the tools.
Oh, I've got to do another week of work, guys. You've got a busy week? Yeah, I do.
Got to get in the bloody laptop and type.
tap, tap, tap away in me cubicle.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
So we thought it's just a good way. Everyone have a little bit of a laugh, share a laugh. If you do want to get involved, Nate, hit.com.au.
Yeah, hit.com.au. Anyone in the country can enter at any point. If you do have a dad joke, we'll get you on the show. You score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker. You want to win one of those, hit.com.au for your dad jokes, guys.
Nate, how much does a roof cost?
How much does a roof cost?
Yeah, how much does a roof cost?
I don't know, Jim. How much?
Oh, nothing. It's on the house.
Good for all the builders out there. I mean, we just mentioned them back on the tools this week.
Back on the tools.
What for roofers out there? What a good gear.
I'm going to guess. I'm not friends with a lot of roofers, but I'm guessing that they're probably aware of that joke. It's probably very common 100%. In the building.
They'd be
building world.
They'd be saying it all the time when people are asking for quotes. Oh, it's free, guys. It's on the house.
Nate, how about this? This isn't a joke. Just a stat.
Okay.
For your Sunday morning. Dad joke statties. apparently 30% of pet owners let their pet sleep in the bed.
30% of pet owners let their pet sleep in the bed. Huge.
Yes.
That's a good stat.
Anyway, now my goldfish is dead.
I mean, they're a silly pet anyway, really, aren't they?
Oh, I read that. I went 30%. Well, get in here, Goldie. Rolled over and.
Yeah. I just wanted to be part of the stats. You know what I mean?
I was like, well, I'm not doing it. I should just. Yeah, no. Anyway. Goldie's gone, guys.
Hit.com.au, guys. You want to score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker? That's how you register your jokes. And also, guys, if you want to hear more of these dad jokes, we don't say this enough. From us, if you do have an Alexa, all you need to do is say to your Alexa, Alexa, open Dad Joke Sundays. And we have a plethora of jokes there that we've recorded, Jim. So if anybody wants to hear those and you do have an Alexa, open Dad Joke Sundays. That's all you need to say to it. Although you can say them on the show, hit.com.au, and we're doing it next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Dad. Yeah, anyone can tell a dad joke, guys, if you want to be a part of it. Hit.com.au. Score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker, Jim.
Nate, just got one joke for you. Now, you've done a bit of hiking. I love some hiking. You love some hiking.
Yeah.
You climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa.
I cleaned my hiking boots the other day, actually.
Are you thinking about getting them back out?
No, I just cleaned them, just so they look nice in storage.
Bored. Needed something to do.
Slow Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Nath, I'm thinking about getting into hiking.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, I'm probably going to make a hiking playlist.
Sure.
Because hikes, because they can go for a long time, can't they?
Absolutely they can, 100%. Yeah. Sometimes they go for days.
Yeah, and you made a little, you made a playlist when you were climbing Kilimanjaro in Africa.
Certainly
didn't
did. You? Yeah.
So I've started putting together a little hiking playlist. So far I've put on the Peanuts. They're on there. The Cranberries as well. M&M.
Yeah.
I'm calling it my trail mix.
Very good. You know I love some hiking gear, and now I'm hungry. Like it's almost breaky time. Matt from Carrum Downs. G'day, Matty.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, bro. You got a dad joke for us, Matty?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
It goes like this. How does a hamburger introduce his wife?
How does a hamburger introduce his wife? If this is another food joke, I'm going to be even more hungry, Matty. Yeah, how does it happen?
Yeah, get ready. Meat patty.
Very good, Matty. Very good. Christina from Melbourne. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Hello.
Frank Morgan.
Have you heard that ad, Christina?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I always imitate that too.
Yeah. Can you give us one? Hello.
Hello.
Frank Walker's here.
Frank Walker. You got a dad joke for us, Christina.
Yes. What's Forrest Gump's email password?
What's Forrest Gump's email password? I don't know what.
One Forrest One.
That's very good.
That's very good.
Well done. You've won yourself 100 national titles. Good on you. James from Brisbane. To wrap things up, Jimmy, you got a joke for us?
I do indeed. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No vowel.
No vowel who?
That's why I'm knocking.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. So say that again. So, Jane, let's do it again.
No, okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
Oh, no bell.
No.
That's why I'm knocking.
Producer Val? Is he saying vowel?
Producer Grace?
No bell, not no vowel.
No bell.
Like no bell prize.
No bell. No bell who? Yeah. And then
that's
you say,
why I'm knocking.
That's why I'm knocking, yeah.
That's not your fault.
Oh,
that's, yeah.
No
James.
Bell on the door.
Yeah. It's so much
funnier when you have to explain it and analyze it, I think.
Yeah.
It really is.
To be honest, we did think you were saying no vowel. So, like, you know, no vowel who? And we're like...
I am from New Zealand, so maybe that's probably the reason.
No, it's not you. I think it's your phone line. It's just a bit quiet. So I actually really enjoy the no bell joke, but we just obviously...
Yeah. We just didn't sound like it because we had to explain it. Good on you, James. You know what? He's still getting an Amazon Alexa Echo smart speaker, and you can get one too. Hit.com.au. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And this is where we finish up, Jimmy.
Yeah, it certainly is, Nate. This is the show rating. It's how we finish each and every show. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. I'm giving it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Pre-dad jokes, I felt it was reaching the lofty heights of 9, potentially 10, but then when we couldn't hear that joke and we thought it was knock, knock, who's there, no vowels.
And then Grace had to explain it for us.
Who, and then Grace said Nobel Prize, and we went, prizes? I think
I made it worse by introducing the concept of the Nobel Prize.
And then I was so confused because I'm like, so is this guy walking around town giving away Nobel Prizes? Like, what?
No.
What's the joke?
So, yeah,
poor
I'm
James.
I'm going to go 7 out of 10.
Mate, it's a... And this has nothing to do with you two. It has all to do with me. But I'm actually giving it a 2. A 2 out of 10. Because I have a very simple job on this show, right? There's a big... Three big red buttons in front of me. They say on and they say off, right? And they control the microphones, right?
Yep.
When the song stops, I need to press on so we can do a little talky talk. That is level 1-1 of radio. And unfortunately, at a big point today on the show, I was unable to do that. And I didn't turn the mic off.
Took the whole country off air.
It made for a good video. If you do want to see it, it's on our story at Jimmy and Nath. You can see the moment Nath forgot to turn the mics on.
Yeah. A very simple task. It's a very simple task and one that I couldn't do. So,
Producer Grace?
I will give it a 6.
Sorry, I obviously didn't have your mic on then.
Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't- don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.